Welcome to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Rob Sachs, and this week we're going to talk about singing, and not just any singing, but opera singing. Now, watching operas always made me think, wow, these people can really crank up the decibels, which then made me wonder, what would they do to not lose that voice? To find out that answer, I headed down to the offices of the Washington National Opera here in D.C., where I was introduced to Jennifer Wilson, one of the stars of their latest production, The Flying Dutchman.
Basically, people have been telling me that I'm noisy all my life.
And from an early age, she knew the opera was the perfect place for her robust voice. Let's not forget, having a big voice is also her job.
Many actors don't speak any word that they aren't being paid for. And with singers, it has to be sort of the same thing because our voice is our livelihood.
Nearly all operas are performed without microphones, so it's up to Jennifer to use her own voice to fill out those big opera houses. Add to that, she sometimes has to project herself over a 120-piece orchestra playing at full tilt. So you can imagine she'll do anything to protect her voice. And it goes a lot further than just drinking a warm cup of tea, which actually can have the opposite effect.
Because any caffeinated beverage is going to cause your vocal cords to dry out eventually.
So she has a routine.
I take 200 to 400 milligrams of coenzyme Q10 per day to keep my immune system in top form.
But unfortunately, that's not working right now.
I'm suffering from a cold at the moment, as you may be able to hear. Excuse me.
Well, to combat this, she uses a humidifier at home and the next best thing when she's out of town.
In Santa Fe, when I was there, we had swamp coolers rather than air conditioners that actually dispersed water vapor into the air as a fan blew behind it.
But come performance time, things get even more extreme.
I avoid noisy restaurants, you know, no rock concerts, no sporting events. I mean, I really try to avoid speaking to the extent that I have actually carried around a piece of paper and a pencil.
One thing she hasn't had, though, is laryngitis, which can be deadly for any opera production, since performances usually only run a week or two, and often without the benefit of understudies. So when someone actually does come down with laryngitis, it's pretty common to have a backup singer sing from the orchestra pit while the main actor lip-syncs from stage. And there are even other ways to improvise.
I did attend a performance, which is sort of legendary, where in La Boheme, the Marcello was sick. And the fellow who was understudying him, I believe, I don't even know if he was understudying him formally, but he knew the role, and he ended up singing both his role and Marcello's role from the stage. In fact, the original Marcello was on the stage mouthing and acting his part while the other fellow sort of surreptitiously sang, pretending to be reading a book or something, and then when his time to sing his part would come, he would step up and sing his role.
Jennifer has never had to do anything like that, but she can relate to the idea of playing two parts at once, because after each night of being a prima donna on stage, she has to quickly shut down her boisterous pipes to preserve them for the next performance. And while being the quiet type might not be as fun as being the glass-breaking, shrieking type, Jennifer says playing this other role has helped her develop an unexpected skill set.
You know, it does make you a diplomat, because if you don't have the volume at your disposal, then you have to find another way.
Diplomat. Okay, well, maybe there's a second career out there for her in the Foreign Service. Well, we'll see. Anyway, thanks for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Rob Sachs.
I am an opera singer. I stand on painted tape. It tells me where I'm going and where to throw. I call my co-star's brother.